back down from a punch, well, I take it square on the chin. Well, I found out fast, a bully's just that. You've got to stand up to him. So I didn't cry when I got a black eye. As bad as it hurt, I just grinned. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Scared me to death when you took your first steps. Well, I'd fall every time you fell down. And your first day at school, I cried like a fool. And I followed your school bus to town. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. New info just out from the FBI about the deadly ramming and gunfire attack by a man in a pickup truck on Bourbon Street about 3:15 a.m. It's being investigated as a terrorist act. The FBI says there was an ISIS flag in the truck. The FBI says after hitting the crowd, the driver got out and shot at police, who returned fire and killed him. Two cops were wounded. 10 people on the street were killed. Over 30 others are in hospitals. The FBI says the driver was Shamsuddin Jabbar, 42, a U.S. citizen from Texas. His Ford truck was rented. They say a homemade bomb was found in the truck and several other bombs were found around the French Quarter. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
This is being treated as the highest priority right now. The Attorney General has been briefed. President of the United States has been briefed about this. The FBI director directly involved in this case as well.
This is ABC News. A new twist after Blake Lively filed a complaint alleging retaliation for her complaints against a co-star and a director.
Justin Baldoni and his publicist say they were defamed by the New York Times in its article about how they reacted to Blake Lively's complaints on the set of It Ends With Us. It was directed by Baldoni, who also co-starred with Lively. She said they smeared her after she complained about on-set harassment. The lawsuit seeks $250 million, claiming the paper accepted Lively's, quote, self-serving narrative while omitting important context. The Times says it plans to vigorously defend against the lawsuit. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Starting today, prices on at least 250 U.S. drugs are going up. A healthcare research firm reports those medications include Pfizer's COVID treatment, Paxlovid, and Nurtec for migraines. Most of the price increases are under 10%, though. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring doesn't have an attorney.
36-year-old Jessica Kronig is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the crimes. A criminal complaint alleges Kronig and the juveniles would drive around with a spotlight shining fields and firing at deer from the vehicle. If a deer was shot, they would identify the sex of the animal, leaving some to rot where they lay while taking the heads of some bucks. Since Kronig does not have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office. Three juveniles also face charges in the case, but have not been identified. Raymond Neupert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Jacobson says he's on board with a reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget that includes cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
People work their whole life, and now they're coming into trying to survive and enjoy retirement in a different world where things cost a lot more, and find out that maybe they don't have as much as they had hoped.
Jacobson feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. 2024 had a little bit of everything when it comes to Wisconsin weather. UW-Madison professor of atmospheric and oceanic sciences John Martin says tornadoes were a big story.
First time we ever had tornadoes in the state in the month of February. For all these years since 1871, there's never been a tornado reported on any of those 28 or 29 days. It's at a period of the time of year where we almost never see severe weather, and this year we finally did.
The statewide average temperature in 2024 was 31.4 degrees. That's roughly 12 degrees warmer than the average between 1991 and 2020. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Happy New Year! I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A colder start to 2025 with mostly cloudy skies. Highs near 22, west-northwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 14. On Thursday, partly sunny, still chilly, a high near 20. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 20 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
2025. We're going to start the new year with one last look back at the major issues in 2024 and how those people and happenings are shaping the year ahead. Turn the crank, Davis. Let's get this new year popping.
From the first day of a whole nother year via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Brian Grady from Pro Farmer. Later, it's Nate Furley from Bex Hybrids. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
Holy smokes, Davis, it is hard to believe that that yesterday was last year and today is next year.
Yeah, now it's already next year.
It's already next year.
Or wait, is it this year? Because I think next 26 moves to the next year slot.
Exactly.
If I'm doing my spreadsheet right. Yep.
All of a sudden, 2026 has become the next year.
Now it's next year. And it's like a whole year away. We're never going to get there,
seems
bro.
So distant just yesterday.
Yeah.
Now it's just next year.
It's like 2 years away, really, mathematically.
It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Hello, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Mm. Glad that you are spending a little bit of time with us here on this first day of 2025. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope you've all got big plans for 25. Do you, Davis?
Well, I have plans. I have plans.
Yes.
Sizes and results may vary, but I've got plans. I've got ideas. You betcha.
All right. All right. Well, I'll just put it this way. Years divisible by five are kind of important years for me. They are milestone birthday years. So,
well, not to mention, you've been waiting for 85 years for 2025 to get here. Also, for completely other, more climactic sorts of reasons, as I understand.
That is exactly right. Will it happen?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be one of the things that we're going to watch for very, very closely in the year ahead. And, of course, Davis is referring to the 89-year drought cycle. I've talked about it a lot on the show.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it develops and if it manifests here in 2025. And to what degree? Okay?
There you go.
Yeah. So we'll
see. That's your out there. You could say, well, it was just like a 1% Gleisenberg effect, but it was there. It was there.
But it was, but it was there. No doubt. No doubt. All right, buddy. Hey, let's go ahead and get started and take a look at the news. What do you got?
Yeah, I've got a couple of stories here.
Okay.
Brazil's central bank made another intervention. I wasn't aware of the first one. Made another intervention on the final trading day of the year to stabilize the real, which has plunged nearly 22% against the U.S. dollar in 2024, the worst performance among 31 major currencies tracked by Bloomberg. I didn't realize the Brazilian real was in such peril, Chip.
And when we think about a foreign currency that has the most impact on the well-being of the U.S. farming economy, there's a couple of them that come to mind. You've got the Russian ruble and the Brazilian real. And that's because we are competing most aggressively with those countries to put product on the export market. And when the dollar is just screaming, just absolutely screaming against the Brazilian, cheapest Brazilian real in comparison to the dollar ever. And what an impact that might have on us in the year ahead.
Well, here's some more shipping news. The Suez Canal has seen a staggering 60% drop in toll revenue this year, translating to a $7 billion loss for the nation of Egypt. The decline is attributed to attacks, of course, on shipping in the Red Sea and escalating regional tensions. Chip, for comparison, in 2023, canal tolls accounted for $9.4 billion, and that's approximately 15% of Egypt's foreign currency income, dude. $7 billion loss for the Suez Canal this year.
You know, it sounds like it might be for sale. Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if if our incoming administration would look over there and say, hey, you need a little bailout over there? We'd be happy to help you out. Of course, we're going to own it.
A canal collection. I've never thought about that.
You know, people have coins, baseball cards.
Miniatures, guitars.
Stamps.
Scars.
Mugs.
Yep.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't that be something to see a Trump collection of canals? Interesting.
Well, this is from the You and Me Are in the Wrong Business Bro file. North Korean hackers stole a record $1.3 billion in cryptocurrency in 2024, accounting for more than half of the estimated $2.2 billion stolen globally from crypto platforms this year. According to a blockchain analysis company, just 47 attacks by North Korean groups were responsible for this massive theft, $1.3 billion in crypto just in 2024 alone. Now, the trouble is nobody really knows how much that's worth. That's the thing with the crypto.
Yeah, that's the thing about $1.3 billion.
That's right.
I think it was worth $1.3 billion for one
thing.
That
sounds about right.
Yeah.
At least the one day it was.
And, you know, are we revealing one of the shortfalls of crypto? That it can just be moved that easily?
In just 47 different attacks, they were able to siphon off $1.3 billion. Imagine there were 100 attacks. I mean, extrapolate that out, you know? That puts it at roughly $2.6 billion. Just some quick math there for you.
Very good.
Well, and finally, Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has launched an ambitious ag plan to bolster domestic food production and enhance food sovereignty. Inspired by policies from the 1980s, the strategy emphasizes key goals, government-led initiatives, and social improvements, but faces notable challenges. With the Trump administration coming in, we know that there is a regularly scheduled conoiter surrounding the USMCA. Now we got Mexico's President Sheinbaum. She's got an ambitious ag plan. She wants to bolster that domestic production.
Well, if she comes to the table to talk about agricultural issues, she better be ready to have a conversation about a whole lot of other things.
I would think,
You know, it feels like a be careful what you ask for, Ms. Sheinbaum. Now, hey, I think we would welcome the conversation. But it's going to be about a whole lot more than just ag issues if she starts it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more here. FDA is nearing a decision on banning red dye number 3. That's a synthetic additive linked to cancer in animals and used in various foods like candy, drinks, and fruit cocktails. While banned in cosmetics since 1990, the dye remains approved for food use, prompting criticism from food safety advocates. I think we'll probably see more discussions about similar items once the incoming Trump administration makes its call, yay or nay, on RFK Jr. He'd be all about this one, baby.
Yeah, this is just getting out in front of an issue. That's exactly what is happening right there. It is going to be an eventful year as we figure out exactly what the agendas and the priorities will be for the administration as we make our way forward. Davis, stick with me. Come back at the end of the show, okay?
Will do. Will do.
All right. That is Davis. Coming up next, we've got a conversation with Pro Farmer editor Brian.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com. Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you can save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer can be a challenging journey, one that no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to accelerate research, leading to more effective treatments. With each new advancement, we're getting closer than ever to our mission of making every cancer patient cancer-free. To get there even faster, we rely on the support from individuals like you, so that through our combined efforts, more patients and their loved ones will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. The fight against cancer never stops. Thankfully, new and promising treatments can help save lives now. Let's go further together. Find out how you can join the mission. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
org/not alone.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Happy New Year, everyone. Glad that you have decided to spend a little bit of time with us on January 1, 2025. Man, oh man, Brian Grady, editor, Pro Farmer, seems weird to say that, doesn't it? 2025, here we are.
Absolutely, and a happy new year. But every year when you flip the calendar, it takes a while to get used to the new numbers.
It does.
So 2025 does have kind of a weird sound to it.
Yep. And, you know, here's the other deal. I was born in a year divisible by five, so when you get to another year that is divisible by five, it's kind of a, ooh, here we go. You know, it's another milestone. So it 2025. Wow. Here we go. Now, before we can really do a really good job of anticipating what is going to happen in 2025, it's always good to take a look back. And Pro Farmer does one of the best jobs of looking back in the industry with the selection of the story of the year, person of the year, and event of the year. There is a difference between an event and a story of the year. And I want to go through some of those right now. Let's start with the story of the year, Brian. Where did Pro Farmer land on this?
Yeah, so story of the year, it oftentimes can be uplifting and good, and other times it isn't, and this happens to be one of the ones that isn't. You know, the big drop in farm income again this year, and the drop in 2024 wasn't nearly as much as it was the previous year, but it's the cumulative impacts. You know, over the past 2 years, it was down 41.2 billion, 22.6%. And, you know, working capital fell almost 7% in 2024 and really tightened the belt on farming operations and across agribusiness. And so that was really the reason that it was chosen, is because of the wide ranging and broad impacts that fall in farm income really had. I mean, at the farm level, it's obvious, but the agribusiness end of it probably was the selling point in terms of why we chose that one.
Yeah. You know, and there were some other, you know, farm related stories that certainly could have been included. A record national average corn yield, at least so far. We're dealing with a record national average corn yield, and in one of the driest second halves of the growing season we've ever seen. That was just incredible, the way that the rain shut off after crop tour.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, any year there's many stories that you can pick from and choose. And so this is kind of, it's one of those where you're like, oh, okay, so what do we think has had the biggest impact throughout the year? And that's why the farm income story was. But, you know, you mentioned how crops finished and corn in particular. Kind of the second year in a row, because if you think back to the previous year, similar type of situation in the Western Corn Belt in particular there. And so that was a big one. H5N1 or highly pathogenic avian influenza, in any normal year, that probably would have been the story, because keep in mind it impacted dairies. And then also reappeared in poultry flocks late in the year in 2024. And so that was a big one. And like I said, that normal year, that probably would have had top billing.
Yeah. That the movement of that virus over to the bovines was certainly a big story, no question about it. And then, as long as we're on bovine, let's talk a little bit more about cattle. The tightening up of Mexican feeder cattle supplies into the United States at the end of the year because of the screw worm, I mean, it that created an extremely volatile situation in this live cattle market, well, in the feeder cattle market too.
Absolutely. And something that, as we start the new year, that's something we have to keep a watch on. But, you know, when you look back over the past year in the cattle market, we set an all-time high again. And so in the futures and in the cash market. And so that's obviously noteworthy. You have beef demand. Exports backed off, but boy, just stellar demand domestically, and the U.S. consumer, you know, hey, congratulations, because they stepped up and really bought beef at the meat case despite record retail prices. And, right. and so, you know, there's a lot of stories within the cattle and yeah. beef markets.
Yeah, there certainly are. I mean, the supply side has been so well documented, the situation for the cattle herd. That's been so well documented. But what continues to surprise us, you just said it, is the demand for beef at the retail level and at the restaurant level. That is the feed that keeps that bull market alive. And it is truly impressive, truly impressive. Okay, back to your story of the year, the drop in net farm income. Now let's look forward a little bit. Can we fix that in 2025?
Well, it can be fixed in several ways. And one of the big reasons that we saw the decline over the past 2 years is direct government payments, to farmers, have decreased significantly. And so it looks like that will change. The other way you can change it's, through prices. And as we look out, you know, the livestock sector kind of carried it and kept things from being worse in 2024. Yeah. Will that continue as we move forward into 2025, or will we see the livestock sector pull back some? But can crop prices rebound and rebound significantly enough to have a big impact on farmers' bottom line? And I think that that's probably the biggest question mark that we have moving into the new year.
Yeah, you know, one of those kind of stealthy stories and storylines that we followed in 2024 that hopefully will continue into 2025 is corn demand. I mean, corn demand kept a sketchy situation from getting even worse, didn't it?
Absolutely. So, you know, corn demand was just kind of, okay, you know, and until we got to the final couple months of the 23-24 marketing year. So, you know, summer time frame when typically it isn't all that great, to be honest with you. And we saw it. We saw ethanol demand be strong. We saw the exports pick up and we finished 23-24 on a positive note. And then we get to the new crop marketing year on September 1, and it just exploded all of a sudden. Yeah. You know, export demand for corn really picked up, and we had such a string of over a million metric tons of sales through the fall, and really did kind of carry us, so to speak. And you know, soybean demand too, but typically you see soybean demand pick up right after harvest time right around harvest time and run through the first quarter of the marketing year. Corn typically doesn't start to pick up until the soybean demand kind of slows down, but boy, corn demand was running gangbusters from midsummer and through the fall.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. You know, that the story of the year, the drop in farm income. I think it's an excellent selection. I think it's something that we need to continue to focus on as we make our way into 2025. The commodity groups, they've got to stay focused on this and stay focused on the demand development, because we need the existing markets to be as good as they can be to chew through the supplies that we've got. But we also need additional new markets if the demand side is going to pull us out of this, right?
Absolutely. And I, you know, that's kind of one of the things that we just haven't seen a lot of new trade deals. You know, with President Trump coming back into office, he's very much a protectionist. And so I don't think we're going to see a lot of big trade deals. Now, individual countries and stuff like that, we saw that through Trump's first presidency. That's the route that he favors. And so we'll see how that story develops as we move through 2025.
Yeah, that is going to be an interesting one to watch. Okay, you know what? We've only got about a minute left here in this segment, Beej, but let's go ahead and jump on to the PF Ag Persons of the Year. Give us who it is, and then we'll talk about it when we come back.
Absolutely. So plural being House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson and Senate Ag Ranking Member John Boozman, and he will be the chairman as we move into the new Congress.
Yeah. And the thing about it is I can hear the eyes rolling out there that picking politicians to be your person of the year. But dang, man, when you look at the work that those two gentlemen did to keep agriculture and the policy and continued to fight to get a farm bill done in 2024 to keep it on the front burner, that's the real important thing that they did. We're going to talk about that more. We got Brian Grady with us. Happy New Year, everybody. We're taking a look back at 2024 and thinking about 2025. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Well, Welcome back to AgriTalk and Happy New Year, everybody. We're in the middle of a conversation with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. I love this conversation because we're taking a look back. Now, at the end of the last segment, we said who the ag persons of the year are. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, Republican out of Pennsylvania, and the Senate Ag Ranking Member John Boozman from Arkansas. And like I said at the end of the last segment, Beej, with the do-nothing Congress that we had in 2023, 2024, if it wouldn't have been for those two, I don't know if we'd be as far down. Well, no, I know we wouldn't be as far down the path to a new farm bill as we are right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, Representative Thompson, he started the efforts fairly early in 2024 on the new farm bill and pushed that forward and got the House Ag bill out. And then there was this great delay coming out of the Senate. And then we got Senator Stabenow's bill, but we didn't have details. And
it was more than 1,000 days late.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez. And so Senator Boozman kind of picked up the ball there and started to push. And you know, those two worked hand in hand. And they didn't get it done, but they sure did try on getting a new farm bill for farmers in 2024. And so that was a big part of it. But then they also pushed for ag disaster aid and financial aid for farmers. And that ties back to the drop in farm income. And mm-hmm. So these kind of intertwine together, the story of the year and the persons of the year. You kind of touched on it when, you know, oh, naming a couple congressmen as your ag persons of the year, you know,
yeah.
What are you thinking type of deal. But the intertwined between the story of the year and the persons of the year, I think, yeah, go hand in hand and really did settle it for us on that front.
Excellent. Excellent. Yep. Who else did you consider for that person of the year?
Another one on the kind of the policy front, Paul Niefer, Farm CPA report, friend of yours and mine. He's on your show a fair amount, obviously, and well known. His policy work is great. He's really good with the numbers, tax stuff, excellent.
He talks stellar. Farmer. Yeah, and he talks
absolutely.
Farmer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's an accountant that doesn't talk like an accountant is probably
right.
the best way to say it.
That's a good one to consider right there. No doubt about it. I mean, it's the analysis. It's the perspective. It's the understanding of some of the policies and what they might mean for everyone down the path. That stuff is not easy to decipher sometimes, and Paul helps us do that. That was good consideration there. What about Trump? Any consideration for Trump as person of the year?
Trump, I think for person of the year probably has a better kind of the lead maybe as we head into 2025, and you never know. I mean, we're still a full year out as we sit here and talk at the beginning of this new year, but Trump obviously late in the year after the November 5th elections became a huge story. But that's a story that will unfold as we move forward. So, Trump got mentioned. Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, because the Fed cut interest rates. After almost 4 years, we reversed policy and started cutting interest rates as inflation came down and came down significantly. Person of the year, story of the year, all that stuff tied into the Fed action there.
Yep. And, you know, you said it when you were talking about the story of the year. Sometimes it's an uplifting story. Sometimes it's a bummer. And this year's the story of the year was a bummer. But when we look at the ag person of the year, or you look at the ag person of the year, it can be somebody that affected agriculture in a good way or potentially in a bad way. And I tell you what, when you were looking for nominees on this, I almost threw out Chuck Schumer because that guy just absolutely got in the way of the farm bill. I also thought about Debbie Stabenow, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and because the stall tactics that happened on this farm bill were just it was really, really frustrating for the entire ag community out there to see it stalled the way that it was. I'll leave it at that. If you can't say anything good about somebody, don't say anything at all, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move forward. Hey, here he comes, the ag event of the year. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the November elections and then Trump. So, you know, and I was kind of dancing around that one when you asked about Trump before because I didn't want to steal the thunder with your intro to this one. But no doubt that the event was the November 5th elections. Not only did Trump win and return to the White House, but Republicans had a sweep across the two congressional chambers. So that is a big thing. Now, love him or hate him, and there aren't many that are in between. You either love him or you hate him. I mean, let's be honest. And that's one of the reasons that he is what he is because he's so polarizing. And you know, he's a celebrity. Let's be honest. He wasn't born a politician.
He's selling fragrances on radio ads. He is absolutely a celebrity in this whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, he will have a major impact on agriculture, one way, shape, or another, as we move forward through 2025. And so that is why we chose that as the clear event of the year. Like I said, love him or hate him and like the outcome or hate the outcome, whatever the situation is, everybody has their own individual preferences. But there's no doubt that agriculture will be impacted. Now, we hope it's in a positive way.
Yep.
By all means. Absolutely. I hope that it's in a positive manner. But, boy, there is no guarantees of that. And if there's anything we know about Trump from his first presidency, is he is the extreme wild card. He is the uncertain, the unknown, and will do and say just about anything. And so buckle up because here we go, I guess.
You know, and hey, just from a personal point of view, we worked weekends all the time during the Trump 1.0. Since the elections, we've been working weekends because we've got to do that to keep up with what is happening. That's going to be the case for the next 4 years. Everybody that is that is responsible to follow and report on what is happening in this administration is working weekends now. That wasn't the case under the Biden administration. As a matter of fact, that's part of the lead up to why this is such a huge event for not just agriculture, but for America. The timing of Biden's exit from the race, the incredible amount of money that was spent by Harris in the election, all of that, I think, played a role in why the November elections and Trump 2.0 are the event of the year. And it just, it was an incredible set of circumstances, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And you think back to his first presidency, and there was obviously tumultuous times for agriculture in particular. Mm-hmm. But he garnered almost two-thirds of the rural vote, stronger than he had the first time around. Yeah. So we saw more farmers, more rural America come to the polls and vote for Trump the second time than they did the first time.
Right.
So unto itself, that's a story.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think as time goes on, we are going to figure out just exactly what that means for rural America. He owes a debt because he got a lot of the numbers turned out, as you just said, the numbers turned out for Trump in rural America. And we will see exactly how that plays out to rural America's advantage in 2025 and beyond. It has yet to have been determined at this point, correct?
Absolutely. Like I said, you just don't know exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of action.
Right.
You just don't know what type of action that's going to be.
Right. Exactly. Okay. We've only got about a minute and a half left here, Beach. You got any predictions for 2025? What do you think?
You know what? I think that I'm an optimist. I would like to think deep down that so I think everything's going to be a little bit better than what it was. I always like to start the new year thinking that. Boy, it'd really kind of be bad if you start the new year thinking, man, this year's just going to be terrible. So I like to have a positive outlook and then see where it goes. You know, you can always look into the crystal ball, and I kind of like to do this, sit down and just think, oh, you know, what can impact me? What can impact agriculture? What can impact markets? What, you know, that type of stuff. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're completely wrong, and that's what makes what I do and what you do just day to day so amazing, is because you never know, and it's always changing, and it has such broad impacts across so many different areas within agriculture and farming.
Okay, 15 seconds. Markets. What do you got? You got a prediction? No?
I don't think Trump is going to be as aggressive as everybody thinks he'll be.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting take right there, no doubt. Beach, Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
All right. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. We'll be back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking. January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinicregistration today to register.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Big thank you to Brian Grady. We have been bringing you conversations I had at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention throughout the holidays, and I've got just a couple more that I want to share with you. We're going to squeeze one in right now. Here's the conversation I had with Nate Furley from Bex. Got Nate Furley. He is the Product Characterization Research Manager for Bex Hybrids. Nate, welcome back to AgriTalk. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. You said it right. You don't say that 4 times fast.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. Okay. Because what is the Product Characterization Research Manager?
Yeah, so anything related to our products that we sell, the testing, the research that we're doing, falls underneath my umbrella. Okay. We're flipping the script a little bit here at Bex on how we're testing products. The industry for 40, 45 years is looking at yield, yield, yield. Yes, it's important, but in the decision-making process and how we help farmers manage those products or place those products to these unique management practices that exist, we got to start looking at characteristics of the plant, not just that yield, yield, yield.
Okay. Anything specific that you are focused on?
Yeah, so we're starting with the roots.
Okay.
Below ground. We don't see them as human beings, so we overlook them often. So we're doing what we call root reveal, which is taking every product that we sell, growing them in our greenhouse in these old IBC totes, 4x4x4 foot boxes, to where we let that plant grow to its maximum potential. I mean, you should see these things. They are filling those boxes, pump full of root mass, and we're then scoring based on root architecture. So is it vertical, horizontal, or a balance? And then we're using a rating system, 12 different ratings, to match and marry those two, these management practices that exist, like conventional till program or a strip till program. Okay. Or strip till with banded nutrients. So okay. So it's really starting with understanding what we don't see, and it's that root characteristic. Yep. And coupling it with what we've been doing really good, which is leaf architecture and ear flex. And then we're moving it to this characterization protocol where we're testing the product against itself. And that's where we're flipped in the script, because the industry tests a product against another product, and then you pick the best one. Well, we're testing it against itself by testing it against 3 different nitrogen rates, 3 different nutrient placements. So banded nutrients, you think of strip-till banded nutrients, versus broadcast, all one and done, and then 2 different fungicide applications, all at 3 different populations. And what we're gaining from this research is more confident recommendations to the farmer to help better place the products that we're promoting and selling to that management practice, which is different because today I think we put a lot of pressure on the farmer saying, hey, this one did the best here in the county and you should plant that. Yeah. But, by the way, you better put a fungicide on it, R1,
right,
and
right,
you better side dress it at VE5. And the farmer
the
might
yeah
go,
buts
the
start
yeah buts.
Coming in.
And the farmer might go, well, man, I don't have a high boy sprayer to do that
right,
or the side dress app. And we put that pressure back on the farmer. So what we're learning from this research is saying, whoa, hey, if your management practice is all upfront, fall applied gas, conventional till program, here's a set of hybrids based on their characteristics that are going to fit that management practice better.
And that's so next level.
It is. We believe we are innovating and revolutionizing how we learn and understand these products through this characterization research.
Okay. So how's the average farmer going to take that information that you're generating and apply it out in the field?
Well, again, we hope that we can better manage or better recommend those practices
yeah
to the farmer so they don't have to do so much more to get that hybrid to be the best performing on the farm.
Right.
But how the farmer is really going to get this information is through those relationships with our seed advisors, with our dealers. We are a relationship-based company. As the largest family-owned seed brand in the U.S., we love our relationships with our customers. And so through those conversations of, hey, what are your practices? Or through practical farm research, here's a new practice that we think you ought to be adopting to your operation. And, oh, by the way, here's three products that fit that practice. It just strengthens and deepens that conversation and understanding. And we put ourselves in a position to be a trusted advisor,
yeah,
which is more pressure. There's
yeah
a lot more pressure on that, but we want to co-own that pressure with the success of the farmer.
You've got as much research in the pipeline as you do product.
Oh, we got a lot of research, and that's my there's a lot out there, and that's really what my goal and my team's goal is how do we get those actionable insights into the farmer's hands so that all of this research is being actually put to use for profitability.
Fantastic. What else do we need to know? What else is new at BEX?
Well, so on the lines of the profitability, yeah, practical farm research is still something we're very excited about. So if you think about it, we have these two different forms of research, our product research and then the practical farm research. This is the most exciting time of the year for us, not just because of the holidays, but our PFR book is being published. That'll be hitting the mail here very soon, earlier than we've done in the past.
Okay.
But there's, you know, a couple hundred pages of research, over 100 studies, agronomic studies in that book. The thing that stands out in PFR this year is our work with John Deere on the See & Spray technology. Really looking at what are those ROI matrices that can come from this technology of only spraying those targeted weeds. But what we've learned, you know, you never make mistakes in research, right?
Right.
You always learn.
Yeah.
It's always a learning opportunity. But what we learned this year is there's actually a yield increase with these See & Spray technologies. And our agronomists got together and thought, you know, we think it's because those plants don't have to metabolize that chemistry. They may be tolerant to Liberty or Roundup, but you're still spraying them, and they still have to metabolize that.
Right.
So if you're not spraying that plant with that hard chemistry, doesn't have to metabolize it, has a little bit of a yield gain.
Really interesting. Nate, thank you. That was good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Nate Furley, Product Characterization Research Manager for BEX Hybrid. All right, thank you so much, Nate. Davis,
yeah.
Big Apple Joe, not a lot of time here.
Okay.
We get up each and every morning mm-hmm to produce a show that listeners will hopefully find helpful.
Ideal. Yes.
Sprinkle some entertainment in there with all that information. Mm-hmm. I know that we do it for the listeners and we thank them. But man, oh man, oh man, you guys sure make it easy to look forward to what we do each and every day. Davis, Happy New Year. Big Apple Joe, Happy New Year. I wish you guys nothing but the best in 2025.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. I wish the same to you both as well.
Yeah, I think I'll wish the same to you both as well, too.
Well, it's hard not to wish that on somebody, isn't it?
This feels a little like a group hug, everybody. I feel very warm.
I feel it. I'm feeling it, too. Oh, my goodness. All right. Happy New Year to everyone out there. Come back this afternoon. We've got Chris Barron, AgView Solutions, right here on AgriTalk. Happy New Year.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bob.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie.
or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The latest from law enforcement sources to ABC News is that the driver of the pickup truck that rammed and killed 15 people overnight and shot at police was from Texas, and several homemade pipe bombs filled with nails and coils were found at the scene, and they also found a grenade. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The suspect has been identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar.